Dr. Robin Murphy's Lotus Health Institute, online at lotushealthinstitute.com.
So Hahnemann wrote a book. Now Hahnemann was in his 40s or something when he discovered homeopathy. He gave up medicine for 20 years. There's no homeopath. I was in India, had 2,000-3,000 people in the audience, all the professors and all these people there. And I'm talking, I said, how many people read the article, Asclepius and Balance? Not one hand rose up. First I said, how many people follow Hahnemann? 100%. Okay? And that no one ever read in homeopathy the works of Hahnemann before he became a homeopath. Okay? So Asclepius and Balance, the first principle of homeopathy is we have to have a balanced approach to diet and nutrition and all this stuff, plus the therapeutic part. Okay? So Asclepius. Now the story of Asclepius is very interesting. Who was Asclepius? The Greek god of medicine. Okay? And he had two basic approaches to treating people. One is hygiene, clean diet, exercise, meditation, lifestyle, and the other is remedies. You will never have a complete system of medicine if you only do drugs or remedies or herbs. That is not a system of medicine, that's a system of therapeutics. Allopathic medicine is not a medical system. It's a therapeutic system. There's no diet in it. There's no exercise in it. There's no cosmology. There's no paradigm. There's no principle. It's not a system of medicine. It's a system of therapeutics. Homeopathy is not a system of medicine, even though we keep saying the language. It's a therapeutic system. So homeopathy is the panacea approach, looking to cure people. Hygiene is looking for prevention and enhancement and longevity and beautifying the human being. Okay? And Hahnemann wrote this before he became a homeopath. So I followed the whole Hahnemann, from his beginning of his medical studies to the end of his life. Everyone else, I call them half Hahnemanns. They only follow his homeopathic part. In those 20 years before he was a homeopath, Hahnemann was going barefoot. He was using brandy, charcoal, vinegar to cure people, food, spices in the kitchen, fresh air. This was Hahnemann's approach. He gave up medicine. He refused. He said it was barbaric. It's even more barbaric today. Okay. And that leads to health and balanced approach. Now here's the Greek mythology. Okay, Asclepius, there's a statue, Greek god of medicine, is the god of all medical healing arts and health. Okay, he had two daughters. They did not like each other. Does that sound familiar? One daughter, called Panacea, the goddess of healing, remedies, and cures. She was the daughter of Asclepius, and she's flying around the universe with a vial of what? Anyone know? Oil. She has a vial of oil. And wherever she puts her grace, she drops a vial of oil, the person gets cured. So for 1,000 years, the Greek physicians were trying to find this oil. So they got into oils because of this mythology. There's even movies about it. There's a movie about it. There's healing oil or some man's name oil. We got the name of a cancer kid or something. Lorenzo's oil, this type of thing. Yeah, snake oil. Okay. Now her sister, there beautifying and cleaning herself, was named Hygieia, where you get the word hygiene. So, you know, homeopathy has both of these. But homeopathy, the remedies, is here. Symbiotic medicine is both. Now today, this is alternative medicine, and this is standard medicine. And there's no balance. Now, I don't want to say too much, but if we were back in time, and you went to a hospital, you would not recognize it as a hospital. You want to go to a real hospital? I'll tell you what a real hospital's like. A real hospital is a spa, a health spa, and you walk into hospital in Alexandria, Egypt, and you know, turn on the lithium, you walk in, they take all your clothes off, they bathe you, they oil you, they put you in a white robe, they feed you raw foods, they give you herbs that induce dreaming, and you're treated like a royalty. You're massaged, you're waited on, you're relaxed, you're cut, there's flowers, there's music. That's how you promote healing. Versus steel beds and lights and running in and needles and poking and that. They were, oh, I get to go to the hospital. That's, to us, it's a vacation. There should be a place for healing versus a place where you're most likely to get diseases and pain and stuff. Okay? So she was also the goddess of longevity. So longevity is ruled by hygiene. Okay? So hygiene practice, diet, fresh air, oils, spices. So from day one, I've never given that stuff. So yeah, you're not classical homeopath. So what does that mean? So this is the word they spit out to you. I'm sure some of the people that spoke before, that's the big word. Classical, I said, what's classical mean? They said historical. I said, well, let's look at clinical homeopathy is historical because I used all the different things. They just chose one of the techniques. It's classical according to one technique. Get one dose and wait weeks or months. Okay? So Hahnemann recommended all this stuff. Sunshine, fresh air, and all this stuff. He followed a natural philosopher called Rousseau. Okay? And this. So first principles, we have to have a balanced approach. Not according to me, according to founder of homeopathy.